My name is Emily Garbinski. I'm an associate professor of marketing and management communication at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, Cornell SC Johnson College of Business. Saving money is something that's important for both psychological and financial well-being. But despite the many benefits of saving, it's clear that people don't save as much money as they should. A main focus of my work is to try to find ways to motivate consumers to make more fiscally responsible financial decisions, such as saving for the future. In a recently published paper, I found that people think they're more financially responsible than they actually are. In theory, only half of the population can be above average when it comes to their savings behavior. So if we were to ask people how good they are at saving their money, approximately 50% of respondents should be above average. But what we find is that close to 70% of respondents consider themselves above average when it comes to their savings behavior. And this false perception contributes to the global trend of undersaving. Why is that? Well, when people fail to notice a difference between how they want to behave and how they actually behave, which often happens because people tend to avoid actively thinking about their finances, they continue behaving the way they are now, which for most people, unfortunately, means undersaving. In this work, we tested an intervention that forces people to recognize this difference between how they want to behave and how they actually behave. We started with about 20 examples where people spend more than they need to. These examples include things like going out to eat instead of cooking at home, buying something at full price instead of waiting for it to go on sale, or purchasing a more expensive branded product instead of a cheaper generic one. First, we gave these examples to a group of participants and had them indicate how many times each year they do each of these things. Then, we use this data to select the 5 most common instances where people spend more money than they need to. With this information, we were able to create a scale to ensure that the majority of people would fall on the upper ends of the scale when they answered each question. Why is it important for people to fall on the upper ends of the scale? Well, what we know from past work is that people whose responses end up being at the extreme end of a scale infer that they're more extreme on that particular dimension. In our case, people who are consistently falling at the upper end of the scale are realizing that they're not as financially responsible as they thought they were, and this realization subsequently motivates them to change their behavior by saving more money. In terms of industry applications, one could envision administering these 5 questions right before someone makes a savings decision. Like by a bank right before someone opens a savings account, by a financial advisor when someone sits down to plan for retirement, or by an online banking app right before someone uses it to set a savings goal.